Sai Ram to everybody. You know, I sometimes have a habit of dropping the mic down a little bit. If you can't hear, just raise your hand, and then I will, you know, remember to, you know, speak a little more clearer. It has been really a pleasure for me between Friday evening in Bala's house and yesterday in, you know, Dr. Jeevanandam's house, and meeting all of you this morning. For the next about hour and 10 minutes or hour and 15 minutes, I just want to share some of my experiences. They go from being a devotee and at the same time being a you know, hospital staff member, because I kind of shift hats between the two as is needed. But underneath all this, I figured out wherever I'm going to talk, since Swami is not the most non-controversial person, I like to limit whatever I say to my own personal interactions with Swami, so we can leave the guesswork out of it, and at the same time about his messages, about his videos, about his speeches, there are millions of them, and you can read any way you want. So normally my speech is not a structured speech. I kind of wander around a little bit here and there. But today, I thought I will make it a little bit more, you know, structured, because the very first time in my life that I thought was first time in my life, I had an opportunity to be in the darshan line, and I was fortunate enough to see Swami, you know, touch Swami and talk to Swami. All happened in the same day. And obviously, once that has happened, my life has never been the same. So that very first day in that small, you know, 8x10 or whatever the interview room is, I say it's 8x10 because I have seen it holding 37 people one day we counted. And they're all from Italy. So and he asked me, "What do you want?" And I said, "Swami, I want peace." That was my only request at that point, because I had seen the world around, and this country is a country of opportunity. Cardiac surgery is a very high-paying job. You could live the American dream, you know, 7-bedroom house, 2-acre lot, view, 8 or 10 cars. And somebody said, "Sir, what is this driveway or what is this street's name?" I said, "It's not a street, it's my driveway." So and this was what I was doing. But then when he said, "What do you want?" I just said, "Swami, I want peace." And he said, "It's very easy. Take I away, take want away, and what is left?" I said, "Peace, Swami." See, it's very simple. Never made any sense to me, never made any impression on me. But it took me the next 12, 13, 14 years actually to realize what he meant. Now, I'll try to give my own perspective of what he meant and how he ended up instilling that idea into this you know, cardiac surgeon's brain, which is very difficult to defragment, but he did it. He really did it. So this I is something that we don't realize it. We really do not realize it. The only thing worse than ego is an intellectual ego or an educated ego. See, that is the problem we all have. So it was a doubly tough job for me and Swami. I mean, I have to pity him, because he had to really, really drill that into this brain slowly and steadily. How did he do that? Very, very subtle. Some of them are very mundane. Some of them are very sublime. Like one day, he was telling me, you know, there is this old devotee, make sure you do a good examination. I know he's healthy. He believes it, but his wife doesn't believe me. I know it's not true because his wife would believe everything that Swami says. He just wants to see the tamasha there, what it is. So we took this 83-year-old gentleman to the hospital. We checked him from top to bottom. He's a picture of health, absolute picture of health. So that afternoon in darshan, he comes to me and says, "Doctor, how is your patient?" I said, "I generally, as far as I can, there's another blessing in my life. I speak Telugu, and I try to speak to him in Telugu. I told him, Swami, he's really doing very well. But I said, koncham. Koncham means but. And suddenly he said, "Ah, no buts and ifs." And he just walked away. And what is going on here? Anyway, that was Guru Purnima time. You know how many thousands of people come to Swami for Guru Purnima? So 3 days after Guru Purnima, I was sitting in the darshan line minding my business. Swami walks to me without anything. He looks at me and says, "Koncham?" That means but. And I'm thinking, what is he saying, but? It took me just really realize. Oh, I said, "Oh, but Swami, he has a little high blood pressure." "High blood pressure? Tell me the number. What is high blood pressure?" I said, "Swami, it's 150 by 80, Swami." "You are a cardiac surgeon?" "Yes, Swami." "How old is your patient?" "83, Swami." "Don't you think old people have a little high blood pressure?" And I'm going, I said, "Jai Sai Ram, Swami, Jai Sai Ram. Swami, please." "You are right, he's in perfect health." You know, it's not funny. Seriously, it's not funny. Then they started this new hospital in Bangalore, and they wanted to have a health fair. And the Swami's boys are, you know, exceptionally talented boys. That's why they are Swami's boys. So they wanted to do some charts for this fair. So it's mostly, you know, heart and lungs and, you know, brain. That's all the two specialties we have, cardiology, cardiac surgery, neurology, and neurosurgery. Obviously, the very first chart is a normal, you know, topography of the heart and the lungs and the chest. And the boys showed all the charts to me from normal to abnormal, and I looked at all of them at least 5-6 times. And I thought everything was perfect because it has to be perfect. Short of it, it's not possible with him. So, and before any of this, he first comes and sees the, whatever it is, whether it's an exhibition or anything, he has to fare, whatever, he has to be the first one to see it. So he comes along and they show him this very first chart. He looks at it and he says, "Gee, that's not normal." And I'm just thinking, I was right behind him. He says, "The heart, it doesn't go all the way out to the chest. Then you have a big heart. You're not supposed to have a big heart. There must be about an inch or two space between the tip of the heart and the outside of the chest," which even a medical student, I mean, I'm not downgrading. I have completely missed it. Just missed it, whether it is my stupidity, excitement, whatever it is. And he looks at it, just a glance, and says, "This is not a normal chart." And who made this? Of course, the boys are very nice. They protect, and they all looked around, and I looked around. you know, it's mind-boggling how he can cut you down. Now, this could sound a little bit very, mundane or something like that. Maybe I made a mistake kind of a thing. But there are the other thing that really comes to my mind when this eye and defragmentation, I mean, we all think whatever we do best. That comes with the territory, apart from, you know, cardiac surgery and photography, which I think I do reasonably well. I always thought that I speak excellent English. That was somewhere in my mind all along, because, of course, you know, coming from India, you know, you're exposed to the, you know, British English, and then I come here, and it's still not totally contaminated, but it's in my brain. I speak very good English. Because even my high school days, they would ask me to come and speak on some subjects. And so it got into my head that. So I said to myself, you know, they say Swami knows everything. If he really does know everything, why doesn't he make me translate his speech? I speak, you know, such good English. But then the other reason I would look at it is, you know, however good and excellent our Professor Anil Kumar is, sometimes having been here about 4 decades plus, I lose his accent, really becomes a little bit of an issue. And I said, you see, but I never realized that there is 99% who know his accent, there's only 1% who are comfortable or uncomfortable with his accent. But I said, if Swami really knew, he would make me, you know, translate his speeches. And then I was waiting and see, maybe one day Swami will realize this thing. No, very. So sure enough, it's 10th anniversary of the hospital in Parthi. So Swami comes and blesses everybody, and all the staff start saying, Swami speech, which is. So he looks around and he says, oh, there's no translator here because Professor Anil Kumar didn't come with him. And I was trying to jump up and down and say, I'm here. And he, of course, ignored me totally and picked one of the administrators, and he did a good job, really did a good job. But I said to myself, huh, I would have done a phenomenal job. You know, what does this one? So same thing happens 2 years later. We were in Whitefield Hospital. It's about 2 years since the hospital has opened up. And again, it was an anniversary of it. And they invited Swami. You know, to cut a long story short, it was January 26th, Saturday. So we all assured him, work won't be disturbed, Swami. Please come. Safaya went and requested him, and everything worked out fine. And then, so he came, and there was a, you know, huge conference hall, full with all the employees, plus about 30 or 40 of Swami's students sitting on the floor. There's a little difference between, a very subtle difference between Parthi and Whitefield. Parthi, almost 99% are Swami's devotees who work there. But in Bangalore, maybe less than, I would say, half are devotees. The other is pure job for them, literally pure job for them. So Swami comes in, and of course, everybody says, suddenly, Swami's speech. So Swami looks around and says, no translator here. And I don't know who got the topic out. I think it must be Dr. Safaya. I said, Swami Chaudhary is here. And I was trying to contain my this thing. And then Swami looks and says, Chaudhary, can you translate? And instead of jumping up and down, I mean, I was sincere at that part. Swami, with your blessing, I can try, Swami. Okay, come on over. So then they set up the table with 2 microphones for Swami and a podium like this for me. And you know, I was standing there in front of the mic, literally like Clint Eastwood, you know, like a cowboy, his hands down and ready like that. That's where I was, just so cool. Anyway, so Swami invariably starts all his speeches with a Telugu poem. It's invariable. I can say invariable because I haven't heard in any other way. And so that day, he starts with a Sanskrit poem. So he finishes the Sanskrit poem and looks at me. And all I was thinking was, the ground will split and I will What could you do? You know, what could you do? So then Swami, with his beautiful smile, you know, he smiles, you know, that all-knowing smile. And then everybody started laughing. I had no choice except to laugh at that point. Of course, then look at the rest of it. It's so beautiful, so Swami-like. So he then does the Telugu poem. I translated the Telugu poem. And you know, Swami's speeches always last for 55 minutes. It's like a machine gun. When he talks, just da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you have to follow. And of course, he corrected me a couple of times. And then it was over. It was over, and he even said to Srinivas, who comes with him, hey, Chaudhary did a very good job, very good translation. And next day, I was in the darshan line. He made a point to come to me, bless me, materialize some vibhuti for me. It was all just to, you know, heal the bruises. That's the only way I can look at it. But now, the interesting thing is, you know, we all say, but we never really believe that whatever Swami says, it will come true. You know, it is. This is true. It is true. That's part of the other message I get out of theirs. And so what they did was they made a tape of the speech and gave it to me. And you know, LA is a big town, 90 miles. Wherever you drive, it takes an hour. One day, I was just driving somewhere, didn't know what else to do. Bhajans were over. I said, now let me listen to this tape. Let me listen to this tape and see what it is. You know, I am here, like I said, almost 4 decades plus. And my education was in English. And you know how it is here. You know, we speak English at home, unfortunately. That's one of the things for me always was very upset that I didn't teach Telugu to my children, which I still upsets me a little bit. And when my mom was alive, I would write her 1.5 sentences, maybe once in a year or so. This is almost 15, 20 years ago. And that's all the extent of Telugu that I know. I know English, yes, I know English, but knowing English isn't really enough. And when I listen to that tape, there is no way I could have done the translation. No, not possible. Because, see, when Anil Kumar, you know, does translation, he's there all ears to Swami. He has a paper, he has a pen, he notes down, and he does it. And me, in my stupidity, I'm standing there ready. I can translate you, Swami. What the heck? It's a simple job, translation kind of a thing. So, see, when he tries to cut you down to your level, you know, how he does, how beautifully he does. And so this I. And I thought that is where that whole thing will be, you know, over. That's what I thought when the whole thing would be over. But, you see, in 1998, I still remember one time when we went to visit Swami, he took me and anesthesiologist, we always went as a team, into his mandir to show us the architectural drawings of the new building in the hospital. And there were 3 proposals, and he knew what was going to happen all along already. But he asked us, you know, like as if we were experts, and he says, oh, which one do you think will be good? But anyway, we said, Swami, whatever you think is good will be good, but this one particular one looks more, yeah, that is what we are going to do. And so he showed us the entire thing. There's the hospital plan. This is, believe me, 1998, the whole hospital plan. And then there is this housing quarters and all that. And suddenly he points his finger there and he says, Chaudhary, this is where you're going to be living. 1998, this is where you're going to be living. I said, Swami, thank you, Jai Sai Ram, Swami, very good. And then me and the anesthesiologist, we were getting up and we were so stupid, we were giving our hands to Swami as if to pull him up. Within a fraction of a second, he was already up and he was pulling both of us. No. The power in his hands, you know, it is, I'm not joking, it is just amazing. You would never believe that. You would never believe that. So then he said, this is where you're going to stay. I said, no, this is where I'm going to stay. You know, maybe I'm going to stay. If he says that, that is what it is in 1998. And to tell you the truth, that's where I stay now. Last 5 years, I'm staying there now. And also, another thing interesting in the translation, 2 things stuck in my mind. One was, he said, this hospital is like a baby. First 2 years, everything is going to be fine, hunky-dory. You know, the baby is going to sleep, Mom is going to be very happy. Everybody will be happy. Baby will be smiling and laughing. And then after a year and a half, two, mom goes into the kitchen. The baby goes out into the street. And that's where the trouble starts. And that's exactly how the trouble started in that hospital. For 5 years after that, it really took us a lot of Swami's grace, purely Swami's grace, to settle it down. And that's really what happened. It took 5 years for it to settle down. And then he said something else very interesting. He said, don't worry, I know this is Bangalore. We have a large area. We will have a very nice tennis court here, a recreational area here. This all in 2002. Very nice recreational area. Everything will be here. And so everybody said, yes, it will be here, it will be here. But nothing really was happening. And in 2007, one day, I thought to myself, you know, I'm spending a little bit more time here. Apart from other things, I love to play tennis. I really love to play tennis. I thought, even Swami said, maybe it'd be nice to have a, you know, tennis court here. Maybe nice to have a tennis court. Then I talked to a few of the people, and they said, sir, tennis court will be good, but if we have a little fitness center, you know, that will be much nicer because the staff has to go outside because it's a very self-contained system. Have to go outside and they charge 2,000-3,000 rupees per membership and all that, and we're not sure what it is and all that. So I talked to my trust. I have a trust in India, and talked to the trust people. And they said, yes, you know, we can go ahead and, you know, do that. So this is in 2007. So I made arrangements to have the physical fitness center. We called it health and fitness center. So we drew a nice, you know, in this day and age, anybody can sit in front of a nice software and then make anything you want. So we made a nice building, and then a tennis court, and then a swimming pool. So I took it to our Chakravarti, who is generally the one, is like a sounding board. He took one look and says, Chaudhary, are you out of your mind? I said, sir, what's the problem? Swimming pool? Swami is never going to let you have a swimming pool there. I then said to myself, oh God, yes, that is so true. So we struck off the swimming pool and redid the other thing. And then so I showed it to Swami. I said, Swami, I think it will be nice if you give us permission. We want to build a health and fitness center here and with a tennis court. He would not say yes. He would not say yes. For 3 months, every week almost, I went to him and I said, please, Swami, do this. No, he would not do this. Then I was going, really, what is going on? My aim is, every day I would pray to him, Swami, let me have this built and please come and open this for us. Because you haven't been in that hospital for almost 3-4 years and everybody is looking to see you in the hospital. But he would not agree at all. So finally, one day, it just struck me in my mind. This was almost end of 2007, beginning of 2008. I said, Swami, please, because the money is sitting there and we are losing money because the rupee is getting stronger and stronger. It was 49 rupees before, it's almost down to 40 rupees, Swami. See, there is this aspect that I learned from one of the biggest business people that deal with Swami. See, we always say that, you know, like I said earlier, there's a, you know, mundane version and a sublime version. We always say that Swami has this divine will. Whatever he feels will happen. But one day he told us something very beautiful. There is a corollary to this. Yes, whatever I will happen, but I will only what that will happen. Can you believe that? That's exact his words. And so this businessman tells me, oh, we all know that sublime aspect of Swami, but very few of us realize what a businessman Swami is. If he doesn't finish this project one year, next year everything escalates 15%. That's how he makes sure everything is done in record time so you don't have to keep on chasing re-estimates and re-estimates like that. I don't know what, but I don't think that was the reason. But then when I said finally in January of 2008, Swami, please bless this project, we want to go ahead. And whatever mood he was in, he said, yes, okay, you can go ahead. You know, you can do it. And from that day, I was again praying, Swami, please make sure, because he's generally May and June, he is in Whitefield. Please make sure it is done and you come and open. That's my only wish. Please come and open, come and open. And sure enough, believe it or not, last year, I was here. I generally come here April and May. And they called me and said, oh, Swami is going to Vrindavan today. That was in the middle of April. Oh, I was so thrilled. Oh, he's going to be in Vrindavan. And of course, the structure started taking shape. Oh, he will be there. Everything is fine. 2 days later, they called me and said, Swami went back to Parthi. I said, oh God, what's going on here? And sure enough, about 2 weeks later, Swami comes back to Vrindavan. And then I landed there, you know, beginning of June. And can we run the DVD? I just want to share this with you. There is no voice in it, but I'll. You see, again, the situation here was, that's the end of it, no? Or beginning? You can go to the beginning. You see, it was a Saturday. That's the day we decided, let Swami come and open up the health and fitness center. Yes, that's Baba. And you never know with Swami. He will tell you, yes, I'll come Saturday. It could be this Saturday. It could be next year Saturday. Friday, finally, he sent word and said, yes, I will come Saturday. I'll come after 10:30 and open up the health and fitness center, and then I will visit the hospital also. And that's exactly what he did that day. And he gave free lunch for all of us, about 700 of us, that day in the hospital. And the voiceover was not good, so they put subtitles on it. Yeah, first one. I am sorry, I didn't think. I should have run it with you. Sorry. I think they had put some graphics in the beginning of the DVD. I think you should go to the second one. Yeah, please. Sorry. You have quick play software in that? Yes, you look at this. So Swami is coming into the main entrance of the hospital. Then we are not 100% sure, because even though he said, yes, I'll come first and open up the health and fitness center, we wanted to make sure he'll make a left turn, not make a right turn and go into the hospital. So we had people planted there. It's our own ignorance, but still we knew that Swami would, come. So he came, and we wanted to limit the number of people that come, because everybody else was in the hospital. And the reason the DVD was made was for them to see what they had missed. So these decorations were all done in 24 hours, believe it or not. Friday evening they started, and by Saturday morning they did the decoration for the entire health and fitness. It's a 5,000 square feet. This is named after my mom and dad, Veda Venkatrama Charitable Trust. So we called it Veda Venkatrama Health and Fitness Center. So as usual, exactly at 10:30 we got a call that Swami left the ashram, and he's on his way. And that's Dr. Hegde, who is the director. And we all had a chance to take a Pada Namaskaram and then invite Swami into the health and fitness center. These are all Swami's boys and staff in the hospital, senior staff. It's just amazing. It was a beautiful, you know, sunny day, sunshine, and we had Swami, you know, come into the and the boys did such a beautiful arrangement because, you know, Swami has his limitations physically. So we just made so that there is just a string. So as soon as he pulled the garland, you know, fell off. And then we brought him into the, you know, main lobby there where we had a nice, you know, plaque announcing what it is. And Swami was so gracious. He lit the candle. And that is Satish. He's one of the Swami's boys who does in the engineering department and was very instrumental in this whole thing. And so I was telling him, Swami, this is our... And then, of course, he lighted the lamp. And then, of course, there is the, you know, ceremonial cake. He was so gracious. You know, I just cannot believe how lovely he was. It's amazing. It's just amazing. Because I think health and fitness center and all that is very good, but to him, physical health still gives a lot of importance. Because physical health, if you don't have, there is no mental health in a way. So then, you know, we took him, you know, around. And it's a 5,500 square foot. There is a gymnasium we have there, and there is Swami's chair. There's a long story about that chair also. Maybe one day we will go over that. Everything in that place has a story. And, you know, of course, with Swami's edict, we have to make it one half for men and the other half for, you know, women. So we have all the fitness equipment there. You can see the treadmills and the... bicycles, and you know, those are the people who supplied or I would say manufacturers of the equipment there, because everybody wanted a little bit of Swami's blessings that day, and you can't say no. So then once the gym was over, we took him over to the shuttle. That's another, I didn't realize, it's a very big thing in India now, shuttle. Everybody plays shuttle, and it's played all over indoors. And we had a very regulation, you know, indoor court built in, which has about a 60-foot ceiling. See, shuttle or badminton, it's really has a 60-foot ceiling, you know, lighting, completely controlled, you know, ventilation. And also we managed to find some very nice pictures of Swami to put all around the whole area. I was telling him about the ceiling has to be sick, because he knows all these things. Out of our own, you know, ignorance, we try to tell him what he already knows. But of course, you can't ever get away a chance that is so rare that you can be so close to Swami and then still, you know. And then we took him to the other half of it, where the you know, women gymnasium is pretty much a mirror image on the other wing, but except it is for women, which also has some you know, indoor games set aside in it. See, however much you try to restrict and see that it's a good flow, there's always somebody who tries to. You know, come and get Swami's Pada Namaskar, but then you are in a tough position to see what you do. It's between divinity and devotee. You just stand by sometimes and not know what to do with that. But the most, for us, really surprising thing was, you will see it here, you know, the, of course, you all know table tennis is very popular, and that is Satyajit, the boy who is always with Swami. And look at that, we found two pictures of Swami playing table tennis 50 years ago. And look at him looking at that. It was really amazing. That, and they are still there on either side. You know, we had, you know, Swami. It was really amazing. That's the, apparently he was an excellent table tennis player. Of course, he's you shouldn't doubt that. And then, you can see that. I think we can stop it now, basically. That's I just wanted to share a little bit. And it was really just, you know, see, going back, now look at this whole scenario. In 1998, he tells me that's where I'm going to live. And in 2002, there's a speech in which I translate and say there is going to be a tennis court and recreational facilities here. And we were all saying, oh, sure, Swami, oh, in Bangalore, Swami, where's going to happen and things like that. Now, there's you know, I'm living exactly where he showed me. And the health and fitness center is there. And people really, really, you know, enjoy it. And then, if he had agreed last year when I started going to him, please, Swami, please, Swami, it would have been done in January or so, and it would have been idle till May and June, because I wanted him to be the person to open it. And his timing is literally, I would say, is impeccable. So this I business, like I said, there's a way in which he handles it so that I can be standing here and not feel stupid enough to encounter to strangers what has happened to me. And I think that's what you know, Swami does in his own way. Now, a little bit about you know, want. You see, want is a very difficult thing. I think ego probably is the toughest. Next thing is want. We all want something. Even the rishis, even the most evolved people want something. The only ones who don't want anything, the amanaskas, and we don't find them. We don't find them. Even Swami wants something, seriously. He's still looking for a good devotee. Yes, he's still looking for, he tells every day, I'm still looking for my devotee. Still looking for a devotee. See, even Swami wants something. So, yes, we all want, you know, something, but do we need it? Do we need it? I think that's where the whole thing is. And I'm going to tell you something that happened to me over the last 3-4 years, which put a totally different perspective. Like I said, you know, I'm a car freak. And cars have always been in my life. Every time I look around, if there's a new car, I had to have it. And like that. But 2000 was the last year I bought a car. And I have never bought a car since then, because from 2002 onwards, I started going more and more to Perthi, and I still have that 2000 car here that I drive around. So an year or so after I've been settled in Perthi, one day Swami asked me and says, how are things going on Chaudhary? It's after a long time. I thought he forgot about me, ignored me. I said, Swami, everything is going good, Swami, but, I mean, there's always that little but. Yes, yes, but what? Swami, it's kind of difficult for me to come and go, Swami, because he found a flat for me in the campus again in Perthi also. So it's easy. I used to live in the guest house, but then he said it's much easier. You go to the hospital campus and I'll find a apartment for you, or a flat they call it. It's a 3-bedroom flat, very nice, comfortable, but transportation. So I would go with somebody or take a bus and things like that. Didn't bother me, really didn't bother me. But sometimes afternoon sun and it gets very hot. You have to. So he said, what's going on? Swami, it'd be nice if I have a car, Swami. Yes, 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 I think you should have a car. I said, Swami, should I go buy it? No, don't worry, I'll give you a car. I said, oh my goodness, Swami's going to give me a car. It's It's amazing. So again, a month goes by, you know, nothing happens. And one day again, suddenly, for no reason, he says, yes, yes, how are things? Yes, car. Yes, you need a car, right? Yes, you need a car. Okay. So he calls his driver and he says, Thursday morning, and give the car to the doctor, make sure it is washed, there is enough petrol in it, and give him the car. I said, fine, Swami. So it's good. So then I was waiting for, Thursday. Of course, rumors start flying around, you know, really. There, you think everything is a secret? No. Now I found the definition of secret. You know what's the definition of secret? You tell one person at a time. That's a secret. But there's another wonderful thing Swami says. One day he asked me, you know why I don't have a secretary? I said, I don't know, Swami, why? I don't have any secrets. I said, Jai Saram, thank you, Swami. That's a good thing. So rumors start flying, and then suddenly these people come and said, you know, Swami has this very nice red Zen, air-conditioned, beautiful car. That's what you're going to get. Oh, you will like it. It's very nice and it's beautiful. So I am there. I said, oh my goodness, finally it is good. Swami is recognizing at least a little bit of what I do here. Again, so Wednesday evening comes and he calls Padmanabhan, his driver, and he says, make sure the car is ready and wash it cleanly and make sure there's petrol in it and all. So Thursday, first thing I take the hospital bus, which leaves at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I asked Padmanabhan, what should I do? He said, sir, come around 7 o'clock to Purnachandra Hall back where Swami keeps all his vehicles and I'll give you the car. I said, fine. So I was there at 6:15. So finally, Padmanabhan arrives and I'm looking around and he takes me to this little beat up Maruti van and gives me the keys. I said, Padmanabhan, are you out of your mind? Swami said, I'm getting a car. He says, sir, I don't know, sir, but these are the keys for you. This is your car. But this is a van. No, sir, this is yours. And suddenly one of Swami's boys comes out and he says, he doesn't know what is going on. He says, sir, what is going on? I told him. He said, no, sir, even the secretary also knows this is what you're getting. I said, you mean this Maruti van? He said, yes, this Maruti van. I haven't driven in India in, 35, 36 years till then. And I said, Padmanabhan, okay, let me show me at least how you get inside and what is inside. So he opens the door, and as soon as he opens the door, where the speaker should be, there's a nice hole in it. And, it's a 12, 13-year-old Maruti van. What do you expect from it? So I sit down, and I said, I haven't driven in India, Padmanabhan. Can you just show me a little bit? Yeah, no, sir, I will. I will go around the circle and come back. So he sits next to me on the passenger side. You know, it's all right-hand drive there. So I always drive a stick shift. That's one thing good. Swami must know this will come to you somewhere. So I started driving, and it starts beautifully and starts going. But I'm still mad as anything, really mad. And suddenly this poor guy, sir, what kind of a car do you drive in America? Bad question. I said, Padmanabhan, I drive an ML55, which is 5.6 liters. It has 360 horsepower. It goes from 0 to 60 miles in 5.6 seconds. It has 8 cylinders in it. And he was looking at me, what's this? But the guy knows very much about cars. He's an amazing guy. And of course, he could see the frustration in me. And then, anyway, we went around. Halfway through the block, he says, sir, it's time for me. You know, I better go. So I am there with the car. Okay, anyway, I know the way around. So I drove it around, parked next to the Vinayaka gate, and went and sat in the darshan line, and I'm fuming, literally fuming. And those days, Swami comes in a golf cart, you know. There is the driver and him. That's all it is. And it's open. And where I sit, there's nobody on the other side at all. It's open. So I am just sitting there, and yes, Swami, you better come. We'll see what's going on. So he comes there, and suddenly he starts looking at the other side where it was totally empty. till he is completely clear out of my vision, has gone. And I am still fuming. Anyway, it's time to go to the hospital. So I get into the van and start driving it. The reason I said it's a van is we have two other vans just like that in the hospital. And they don't go anywhere, they don't stop, but they still drive it. But this van, seriously, as I started driving towards the hospital, you know, when I turned the steering, it turns in the right direction, you know, the brakes stop. It's in excellent condition, really unbelievable condition. But still, it's a van, it's a van. So I go park somewhere, and I come out. The first person that comes to me is Safaya's driver, Shankar. He looks at me and says, sir, you are driving that ATA-108? I said, yes, Shankar, what about it? You know, we tried to get it for Dr. Safaya, Swami won't give it. I said, what's going on here? So then I go inside the hospital, and Mr. Raju, because I know all these people by this time, they all. So Raju is the driver for Professor Bhatt, you know, who is one of the senior most urologists in the country. He's so senior, any urologist in the country is either trained by him or trained by somebody he trained. So that's how senior he is. So Raju comes and says, sir, you're driving that ATA-108? I said, yes, Raju, what is it? Sir, we tried to get it for Dr. Bhatt, but Swami won't give it to me. There's something. So finally, I go upstairs to the operating theater, and my final letter, code of appeal is, Ravi. He's a perfusionist, one of Swami's boys. He also happens to stay with Swami also. So he comes and with his sheepish kind of smile, because he's the guy who also was part of the rumor who said the Zen was in the picture. He comes and says, sir, I heard you had the van. Ravi, yes, I have the van, Ravi. Then he said, sir, that is not an ordinary van, sir. That's the van that Radha Krishna used to drive. Nobody will drive it. And it is specially made for Swami. When the Maruti Suzuki was making these vans, they made it so that it's import version. And make sure you thank Swami for giving you the van. So that afternoon, with all this still confusion, I go sit in the darshan line, and this time Swami comes straight to me and smiles and says, how are things? I said, Swami, the van is very nice. Thank you very much. You know, it's just so, but that year goes by, and I'm ready to come over here. And then, so finally Swami says, how are things? Everything is fine. Swami, everything is fine, Swami. But by that time, it's March. And I guess, Swami, it's getting a little hot around here, and there is no air conditioner in the van, Swami. What kind of a guy? You know, that van, you can't put an air conditioner in it. I said, Sai Ram, Swami, yes, you cannot. I'll give you a car with air conditioner. Okay, thank you, Swami, very much. Thank you very much. So I gave the van back. And I went back after, the June. Again, the whole story started again. I'm thumbing a drive, and everybody is taking pity on me. How could you be stupid enough to return the van that you had, and you're waiting for a car that Swami promised, which may not happen, kind of a thing. I said, I'll take my chances. Swami said, he'll do it. By this time, a little bit, more concretized thinking. So one day, suddenly, Swami comes and says, hey, Chaudhary, your car is coming from Bangalore. Just like that. I said to myself, what car will be coming from Bangalore for me? Anyway, Swami says car is coming from Bangalore. At least there is some sign, something is around somewhere. So sure enough, next day again in the evening, he calls me, he calls the driver, and he says, make sure, this time I can hear very clearly, the Zen is ready, washed with petrol, and give it to the doctor. So next day morning, I went there. Sure enough, that red Zen is ready, washed. And then Padmanabhan says, sir, it is fully serviced. Yesterday only came from Bangalore. See, never ever a word is missed or ever a statement is made that's out of place or anything. We just don't understand it. So I started having really, it's a very fun car to drive. It's very, it's like, again, another import version. It's a four-cylinder, has an air conditioner, goes wherever you want to go, zigzag and all that, and it's lovely, beautiful. I was really happy and everything was fine. I mean, it's not an ML55, but still, it is very good for what I'm doing. And now, it so happened, then they had this added responsibility for me to go to Whitefield now. And this car is very nice in Parthi, go around, everything is fine. But so then I started going back and forth to Whitefield. So again, the same saga started. One day, how are things going on? What's happening? You know? I said, Swami, things are fine. Things are settling down in Whitefield also. But Swami, these highways are becoming, you know, faster and all. You think I should have a bigger car? Yes, yes, you should have a bigger car. Then I said, Swami, is that going to be your choice or my choice? Because I don't have any clue what the bigger car is. So I said, Swami, it's your choice or my choice. No, 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 no. You have a lot of Swami's grace. You go buy a car. Don't worry about it. And also something happened before, which is even more interesting. One day I was sitting there with him and he says, what's going on? I said, Swami, I want to sell the house I have in Chennai. Normally you expect, yeah, fine or something like that. You would never, no, this is the way divinity, you never know what is. Suddenly he says, how much are you selling it for? No, no, seriously speaking, because he takes full, he wants to make sure that I'm in the price range and nobody's cheating me, seriously. That's the only reason he asks you, not because he doesn't know. He knows that. When I didn't expect, that's the last thing I expected when I said, Swami, I want to sell the house. He says, how much are you selling it? Anyway, so he said, no, 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 go buy a car, that whatever you like, it'll be good for you. Don't worry, you have Swami's grace. So I just kept looking around. I have never bought a house car in India. I have no clue what it is. And some of the boys came one day and said, sir, that Honda CRV, it really is a very nice car. It will be good for you to drive back and forth and maybe, just like that. I mean, that's how I think I get messages. So it got stuck in my mind. This must be a Honda CRV. So I called this Honda dealer guy and I said, I want to test drive a Honda CRV. He said, fine, sir, you come. So they made arrangements for a test drive and all that. And everything worked out fine. And Sunday afternoon, I did the test drive. It's good. I said, it's fine. I want the car on Thursday. And I want a red color. He said, sir, we can give you the car, but not on Thursday. Because if you want white or black, whatever it is here, but you want only a red color, it's kind of maroonish. It's in Bombay. I said, what is the problem? Get it. You know, you have 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So he said, no, it has to come in a truck, and we can't just get only one of your cars because it won't be profitable for us. We need to get 2 cars because all these transportation trucks have room only for 2 cars. I said, get 2 cars. We won't be able to sell the other one because the white and the black are the ones that move very much. The red color you're asking for. Anyway, I said, I don't know what you do it, but you get it. I want it on Thursday. I want to take delivery on Thursday. So you wouldn't believe what happened on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I can stand here, talk for another 2 hours, and it will not be finished. But don't ever buy a car in India. That's what I'm trying to tell. Then they said, sir, how are you going to fund this? My accountant said, no, you go for a loan, it will be fine. So I called the bank and the guy says, you're too old, we won't give. You're above 62 years, we can give you only 2 lakhs loan. Anyway. And then the other guy, I said, you have no income here, we can't give you a car. So finally my accountant said, don't worry about it, sir, we'll just pay cash and take the delivery. So I said, fine, that's the easiest thing, clean deal, we pay cash for you. And then take the delivery. So then Wednesday evening, the guy comes. I give him the check. It's one of those, crossed checks. Like here we have, we don't have certified checks or anything like that. It's a crossed check, whatever it is. So he looked at the whole paperwork. He's ready. In between, I had to tell the manager, I'll give you 1,000 rupees, bakshis. to the driver, so make sure the car comes here on Wednesday. So he was giving me every 8 hours a report. Sir, it is in Belgaum. It's in Mysore. It will be here Wednesday morning, Wednesday night. We'll give it to you. And then it came, it arrived. He called me, everything is fine. But suddenly Thursday morning, he comes and says, sir, we have a problem. We have a problem. I said, what do you mean? Everything was straightened out yesterday. No, the problem is, sir, your check is not at par check. I said, what are you talking about, at par check? You said it's AC or whatever it is, and your manager took it. And no, sir, the way the check is written, we are in Karnataka, and your bank is in Madras. It will take us almost 10 days to get the money transferred. What does it mean? Sir, we'll give you the car in 10 days. It is there, the check is there. No, sir, it is there. I know, we know you very much, sir. We know your friend who is your guarantee also. But, sir, no, that's it. That's it. But that's the matter. I said, no, I want the car on Thursday. And then maybe you can talk to your manager, sir. I said, bank managers, what do you wouldn't believe, my brother's son-in-law is the regional manager for that particular branch. See how it works out. For that particular bank in Andhra, he's the regional manager. So I call him. He says, uncle, don't worry about it. I will authorize that money for you. It took him exactly 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Exactly 2 minutes after finished talking to my brother's son-in-law, the manager calls and says, sir, the money is transferred. It's all here. You can come and take the car. So my idea is to take it on Thursday, which is Swami's day, and then drive it to Parthi and let Swami bless it. So I have 10 more minutes now. 5 more minutes. Good. Fine. So I take it to Parthi, and I want Swami to bless the car. So I told Swami, I got the car, please bless the car. Yes, I'll bless it for you tomorrow. And then, of course, tomorrow is never tomorrow, but that is Sunday. So then I again went back to Padmanabhan. By this time, he became a very good friend of mine in a Swami's drive, because we have all these cars going back and forth. And he was also very happy. Sir, that's a very nice car you got, sir. It's very good. And I said, Padmanabhan, what should we do? Swami said, he will bless the car. No, don't worry, sir. You bring it at 7, I'll take care of it. So I drove the car at 7 o'clock. He gets it completely washed and everything is done. He already has everything, a beautiful garland, some lemons, coconuts, whatever you have to do, some kumkum, and all it is all there. Apparently, about 3 or 4 years ago, Swami blessed a car for one of his other devotees, so they know what's going on here. So we had it all ready Sunday morning. I'm sitting there. Nothing happens. Swami never shows up. Sunday morning is one time when he always comes up. And finally, Chakravarti comes out and he says, Chaudhary, he didn't even come down today. You take your chances in the afternoon. I said, okay, sir, whatever you say, I'll take it in the afternoon. So again, this guy is so brilliant, Padmanabhan. Sir, give me the keys. I'll put the garland and everything in the refrigerator. Otherwise, it will wilt by the afternoon sun here. It's not going to. So again, I go there at 2:30. But Chakravarti was very sure. He said, between 4:30 and 6, Rao Column, do not show the car to Swami at that time. He would not see it. I said, Jai Sai Ram, sir, whatever you say, whatever. So again, at 2:30, I go there. I'm sitting there. And then we drive the car in. You know, there's a side door for Swami's main mandir, and that's where they said he will open and look at the car for me to drive the car there. And we had it everything ready. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and full sunshine, very bright sun. And it's sitting into the courtyard there. And if they open the door, Swami is going to come right into the sun. And I don't know how he's going to be able to see the car. And I just sitting there and praying. Believe it or not, in the next 10, 15 minutes, a huge cloud cover comes. And it's all in nice shade. And next 2 minutes, the door opens. And Swami's wheelchair is there. He's sitting right in there, in a door frame and looking at the car. And then, of course, I went to his Pada Namaskaram and gave him the keys. So he started fiddling around the keys. And he says, yeah, hey, Chaudhary, it's not a car. Of course, you know, Swami, it's a sport utility vehicle. And then, of course, Swami's boys are very informed. Satyajit knows everything. So he said, Swami, it's a Sport utility vehicle, Swami. You can see, Swami, you can open and close it from here itself, Swami. And I can see this kid in Swami. That's the only way I can explain. You know, he wouldn't let the keys go. He wouldn't let the keys go. And he was fiddling around. You know, I always have a little medallion in it. And it was Balaji and Vinayak, and he kept looking at all of this. And at the same time, he was talking to me. And suddenly, he says, Chaudhary, how much did it cost you? I said, Swami, just a little too much, Swami. And I told him, no, you have to spend that much to get a good car. Yes, it's a good car. And then he said, let me see you drive forward a little bit. That's what we wanted to do, because we had the lemons and everything there. And then he said, Padmanabhan, before that, break the coconuts. Swami, I cannot believe the things. So Padmanabhan broke one coconut in the front of the car, and he was going to break the second coconut. And Swami said, no, second coconut has to be broken behind the car, Padmanabhan. So he comes behind and breaks the coconut. Then I start the car and drive about 3 feet so he can see. And by this time, Padmanabhan is very well versed with all. So he opens all the doors and then puts the back seat forward. And Swami looks and then says, hey, Chaudhary, good luck. All four lemons are crushed. Look, see how he reassures you at every step. And then he says, Padmanabhan, how come Chaudhary's car is so high and ours is very low? You know, it's amazing that the details of it. And then we talk. It's almost 15 minutes. Bliss, absolute bliss, I'm telling you. Then he says, you know, Chaudhary, we used to have maroon BMW, the same color. You remember that? Actually, that's the one car I was fortunate enough to drive with Swami, and that's with one of my closest friends. He gave it away. You know where it is? It's in Bangalore right now. Same color. See, can you believe that? And I said, yes, Swami, I know the car. Yes, it is in Bangalore, Swami. Yes, Swami is very happy. Swami is very happy. And enjoy the car. Enjoy the car. Just 2 minutes. I just want to say something, and that'll be the end of it. So when I went and asked him, Swami, what do you want? I said, I want peace, Swami. I want peace, Swami. 2-3 years ago, we were in the interview room. There were five of us, two couples, one from New Jersey, one from London, and I by myself. So after all the, formalities and Swami talking to all of us, he put his hands on the couple from New Jersey and said, be happy. And then he put his hands on the couple from London and then said, be happy. When it came my turn, he put both of his hands on my shoulders and said, Chaudhary, be peaceful. Jai Sairam.